So, Chris, your charity shop, I bet you're glad we're open again.
Certainly are, yeah. We closed down, well, we actually closed a few days before we were forced to, because we just thought it was not safe. Several of our volunteers have got, you know, underlying health problems, and it was just too worrying to carry on. But it's been a bit of a problem. I've been basically no income for months on end.
It's not just yourself, but hundreds and thousands of other charities across the country and here in Tameside as well. So what does today mean to you?
Well, it's the start of getting back to normal. Hopefully the shop will get busy and we'll produce an income to keep the boats going again. Mm-hmm. And it's also, you know, our volunteers, they've been raring to go. Something that they enjoy coming and having a purpose, you know.
So the charity shop, what kind of things do you sell?
Oh, what don't we sell? Well, almost whatever people give it to sell, as long as it's sort of safe and legal, you know. There's furniture, bric-a-brac, lots of clothes, books. We've got probably the biggest second-hand book collection in Tameside. DVDs. We even sell the old VHS videos. There's still a little bit of a market for them.
That's got great news. If somebody's listening and they want to bring down some items to donate to the shop, how do they do it?
Right, well, the shop's at 173 Stamford Street Central, next door to Saks, the hairdressers. So they can call in there. We're trying to get people to bring the goods in through the back door, which is on Fleet Street, round the back. But if they come to the front door, they'll be directed round there. That's because we've got a system for making things safe. We stack the goods for 72 hours before we open any bags or anything, and you know, just saves carting stuff through the shop. The other thing that we used to do until the last trip was in February was the recycling trips, and I've been asked about them again recently, where every month we'd go out on the boats down to Droylesden and collect clothes and bric-a-brac and stuff from the houses down there. But
is that like a rag and bone man type of job? You go on the canal barge and people come and meet you outside.
Well, we don't collect bones. We volunteers would come along, then have about an hour's boat ride down to Fairfield Junction, go around the houses, knock on the doors, and people would give us this stuff, you know. But the problem with that is, taking a bunch of strangers on a 2-metre-wide boat, and then when we get to the other end, knocking on about 300 doors, accepting goods off people, you know, the risks of getting a volunteer infected doing that are absolutely too high at the moment.
So in terms of all the money you raise from the charity shop, which hopefully will get back to normal over the next few months, where does the money go to?
Well, down here at Portland Basin, we've got a fleet of 6 historic wooden canal narrowboats, and it's probably the second biggest collection in the country. None of them would exist if it wasn't for us. The oldest one was built in 1901, and they're part of the waterway history, but rather than just having them here as museum pieces, we try and use them for the community. So, well, I mentioned the recycling trips. Also have Hazel, which is a well-being boat, and that's to allow people who've been suffering from depression and other mental health problems to spend time on the canals. Again, that's restricted at the moment, but we can do trips that are socially distanced. Our crew don't interact with the guests, which is a shame. We only allow people who are in their own bubble sort of thing, so a family who live together or whatever. We've got that running again now in a limited form.
And some of the boats you've got at Portland Basin, they're in a bit of a, you know, some of them are in a state. I take it your volunteers are doing repairs on them, rebuilding?
Well, yeah, that's one of the sad things for this year, because we had plans to renovate the cabin on a boat called Southam, But that is just sitting there falling to bits still because, you know, everything's been paused. It's an interesting one, actually. Hazel, which we restored, well, we launched her in 2013, put her into service in 2015. People would look at some of the unrestored boats and sort of say, you'll never restore that. So I put the pictures of Hazel's restoration on her side and I'd say, look, that's what we did, because yeah. She was just as bad.
Wow.
So it's really a case of time and money. Mm-hmm. Money being a big problem at the moment.
It's certainly something worthy to come down into Portland Basin and have a look, because, like you say, you can see them, the before and after versions, can't you?
yeah, and they're mostly afloat. We got one down at the moment. She sank just before the last lockdown, so we thought we might as well leave her there.
Well, best of luck for the future, Chris. Glad to see the shop opening again, which is great news, and best wishes.
Thank you very much.